Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. Our readings are taken from Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 41. Mike Gillingham, lay reader at St. James' talk, is entitled The Gate of the Year, as we are on the threshold of 2025. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
The reading this morning is coming from Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 41. Every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they travelled on for one day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why are you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. When he went down to Nazareth with them, he was obedient to them, but his mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
Good, because we're still in the season of Christmas. We don't actually know, of course, exactly when Jesus was born. And we do know that it took the wise men a time to reach Bethlehem. I suspect a bit longer than 12 days. They didn't have racing cars in those days. We're also thinking about the old year fading away and a new year coming just round the corner. I can't believe it's 2025 coming, can you? It seemed as though it was so long ago. Now, I've got an important question for those of you who are younger and think you haven't grown up yet. How old do you think you have to be grown up? Now, I've lost the microphone. Is there... But I'll go round and ask anyway. Oh, found. Thank you. Have a good think. How old do you think you will be to be grown up?
How old do you?
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Is that a hard question?
A bit hard question.
Yeah, it is a bit hard question. How old do you think you will have to be grown up? 18, right? Any other figures? How old do you think you'll have to be grown up?
Never, probably.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Never is the answer.
16.
16, yeah. It's a difficult one, isn't it? And... We seem to have difficulty as a country. At five, you have to start being educated, and you go to school. That feels a bit like growing up, doesn't it? And 12, you can get your own passport. 14, you can get a job if somebody will employ you. 16, you can buy an aerosol. So if you want to follow Banksy, 16. 17, oh, this is important, you can drive a car or you can give blood. 18, you can vote and you can get married. Some of you thought it was 16, didn't you? It changed last year. So I'm sorry, those of you young people who are hoping to get married at 16, I'm afraid they change it. You'll have to wait 2 more years. Sorry about that. I didn't do it. I'm not sure who did. And then at age 21, you can adopt a child. I think it's interesting that you can be in charge of the country at 18, because you can be an MP, but you had to wait 3 more years to be in charge of a child. Perhaps that's right, actually. But in Jesus' day, there was a simple answer. 13 was the answer, if you were a boy. At 13, you went through a marvelous ceremony called the Bar Mitzvah. And here are some boys in Jerusalem going as near the temple as they could be for that. I wonder if Jesus had his bar mitzvah in the temple. We don't know. And this story is the year before. Now, at the bar mitzvah, he'd be asked some questions by a rabbi to see if he appreciated what the Jewish faith was about. So, in a way, this is Jesus swatting up for his finals at the temple, checking that he knows what he's going to be committing himself to. And he would be allowed to hold a scroll of the law. Bar mitzvah means son of the law. I've got one here. This is a small version. You may have seen the boy carrying a great big silver one. I think you'd have to be 13 to be able to carry the weight. This is a small one. And you're welcome to come up at the end of the service and read it. But there might be a bit of a problem because it's all in Hebrew. But that was to be entrusted with the law. I'll leave it there, and you're welcome to have a look at it. So Jesus went through this. And in our story, if you remember, his parents went off and left him. Does that mean Joseph and Mary were bad parents? No. I know how it happens. Every so often on an Easter ramble, we go off, all the parents with their children, but that's not how it ended up. It would be all the children and all the parents. So as Joseph and Mary went home, they think that Jesus is with David or whatever his name was, one of his friends. And then you can imagine them going round the sleeping bags or whatever it was they had and saying, is Jesus with you? Is Jesus with you? and finding he wasn't with any of his friends at all, and then going back. There are some stupid make-believe stories of miracles in Jesus' childhood, but the Bible makes it clear that Jesus' childhood was very ordinary in so many ways, going through all the processes. We often wonder, does God understand? I've got a problem. Does God understand it? Does Jesus understand? Perhaps asking, oh, does Jesus understand, makes it clearer. Jesus grew up in poverty. Like most children of his day, he was laid in a manger. And if any of you think that he was born in a stable or an inn, see me afterwards and we'll have a chat about it. The Bible doesn't mention an inn at all. It was just the ordinary place that an ordinary child was laid. And we know he was poor because his parents offered two doves for Mary in the temple, having given birth to her first child. It should have been a lamb. But if you were poor, you were allowed to give two doves, which was cheaper. So we know that Jesus grew up in a poor family. He then became a refugee, having to run to Egypt, probably as a toddler. And the rest of his life involved all the usual life experiences. One really bad time was when his cousin was killed by Herod. Herod had John, his cousin, beheaded, and John's disciples buried him. Then they told Jesus, can you think what Jesus must have felt? That's my cousin that's been killed. I knew him as a child. He's been killed. Perhaps I'm next. No wonder he went to a lonely place by himself to think it over. And his reflection was disturbed by a crowd. And actually, that's where the feeding of the 5,000 comes in. He went away on his own to reflect. And his time of peace was disturbed. And he took pity on the crowd. In fact, if you think about it, Jesus could have come fully formed as an adult. But he went through everything that you and I have been through. He was young. He was a refugee. He lost friends. When he moved back from Egypt, he was about seven-ish. So all his friends there in Egypt, he said goodbye to. If you moved school, lost friends because you moved away, Jesus has been there. He's been lonely. Sometimes because he wanted to think. Sometimes because people deserted him. His own friends deserted him. He must have been worried about the future. And right at the end, we see him in the Garden of Gethsemane, wanting tomorrow's events to pass from him. And no wonder he was worried. He knew what it was like. He was going to feel pain. He had people he loved die. It looks as though his father was dead by the time Jesus started on his public ministry. I'm put moving house. This is one for me. Always, if I preach a sermon, I first preach it to myself. I'm worried about moving house. Jesus moved house. And sometimes he didn't have a house. Everything that you can think of that you've been through, Jesus has been through. He knows. He understands because he remembers it. We have a passage in Hebrews. Our high priest is not one who cannot feel sympathy for our weaknesses. We don't have a high and mighty God who has no idea what it's like to be a human being. On the contrary, we have a high priest who is tempted in every way that we are, but did not sin. So let's have confidence. Approach God's throne where there is grace, and we will receive mercy and find grace to help us just when we need it. We don't have a remote God. We have God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. What do you think about the year ahead? I have to say, if I listen to all the news and the reports and analyses, I am very worried. There's lots and lots to worry us. You may wonder why I chose, and Fabian let me change the title of this Sunday, to the Gate of the Year. Some of you will remember hearing about, some of you may be even old enough to remember, King George VI speaking in 1939. The war had just started. The First World War was 21 years before. People knew about it. They remembered. They would all have lost relatives. There are a few villages which are called, Thankful Villages, because they didn't lose anybody in the First World War. Virtually everybody knew what that had been like. And they were facing another world war. People were rightly worried. And the king chose to read an almost unknown poem that had been published privately. It's called God Knows. And it goes, "And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may trade safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand in the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." And I cannot finish this talk better than by what the king said. "May that almighty hand guide and uphold us all. Amen."
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.